This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Feel the peace? Can you sense the peace already? This is a peace that passes all understanding. And it's our Lord that sends it. And He continues to send it because we need it so very much in a busy world that we live. We have this time where we can just be at one before the Lord and allow Him to love us and give us His peace. If you've got your Bible open and it's open to Colossians, the third chapter, we're going to look today at verses 14 and 15. Oh, thank you, Lord. Paul says this: above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Oh Lord, there is so much in that. Father, I pray now that you let your servant do justice to this amazing passage of Scripture. In the mighty name of Jesus. Paul is saying this: above everything else in your life, above anything you could possibly think of, above any problems that you might have, above all else, nothing else matters. Put aside the fact that you haven't paid the mortgage this month and you're wondering where the money is coming from. Put aside the fact that you've heard from the doctor and the doctor has said you have a serious complaint, you have a serious illness. Put aside that your best friend has decided to have nothing more to do with you. Put aside that your wife, your husband, wants to leave. Put aside every problem. Put aside every issue. Put aside that you are feeling unloved. Put aside the fact that you are lonely. Put everything to one side. Because Paul is saying, above all. He could have said, above all else. Clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. That means that when you put your clothes on in the morning, you make a decision. I'm going to wear that shirt. I'm going to wear those jeans. I'm going to wear that jumper. I'm going to wear that sweater. I'm going to wear that coat. Whatever it is, you make a decision what you are going to wear when you get up in the morning. So the fact that Paul is using the word clothe yourself is really important, because what he's saying to you is, when you clothe yourself, you make a decision. So when he says, clothe yourself with love, decide to do that. Because if you don't decide to do it, it won't happen. And when you make a decision to put on love, you see what God does. Wear that clothing of love today, right now. And then he says, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule your heart. In other words, don't let anything else into your heart that is going to rule you. Be it the television, be it gambling, be it drinking, be it pornography, being it whatever it is, drop it, leave it, and let one thing control your heart. One thing. And that is the peace that comes from Christ. Allow that peace, beloved, to rule in your life. Now, I know right at this second, you are sensing that peace. I know that. I don't think that there is one person listening to this radio station right now that is not feeling that peace. I would be so shocked if I found that someone didn't feel peace right now. Because I know that I know that I know that that peace has been sent from Almighty God, and you are sensing it as you're listening to the words of my voice, as you are listening to this music. You sense that peace, and it comes from Almighty God. And Paul is saying, that peace you feel right now, allow God to place it in your heart so it rules over you. Don't let anything else into your heart rule over you more than this peace. He goes on. For as members of one body, which we are, we are all part of one body, one ecclesia, one church. You are called to live in peace. Now, if you've been wondering what you've been called to do, and you've been constantly thinking, well, why isn't the Lord telling me what he wants me to do with my life? Because I have no clue. I have no idea what God wants me to do. Well, get this settled first. You've been called to live in peace. Do you realize that? You have been called to live in peace. Say that after me. I have been called to live in peace. Say it again. I have been called to live in peace. Say it one more time. I have been called to live in peace. Now I want you to shout it as loudly as you can. I'm not going to, because it'll blast the microphone, but I want you to shout, I have been called to live in peace right now. So important, beloved. Because by making that direct declaration over yourself, you are saying, that is true about me. I have been called to live in peace. And that peace will remain in your heart as long as you allow it to rule over you. You see, two things are happening right now. One, you're being clothed in love. Two, you're allowing peace to rule over your heart. You're being clothed in love and you're making that decision. So two things are taking place during this daily devotional. Are you going to allow Almighty God to help you? Are you going to make that decision to clothe yourself each and every day in love? Are you allowing God to help you as you decide that peace would rule in your heart? And finally, Here's the difficult one. Paul says, and always be thankful. What does that mean in your life? I'll tell you what it means. It means that you can no longer moan. You can't look around at your situation and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, why is it like this? You can't moan and complain. You can't complain and moan. You can't moan and complain. You can't complain and moan. You've got to stop it. You've got to be thankful. Whatever is going on in your life, whether you've got £1 million in the bank or whether you've got nothing at all, you need to be thankful. Ah, but David. David, don't you understand? I need money. I need money to live. I need a job. I need this. I need that. I need so many things. I don't know how I'm managing. Believe you me, beloved, whether you know it or not, you are managing just fine. Yeah, you have some problems. We all have problems, but you are managing just fine. And I would declare right now that you are eating every single day. There are millions around this world that are not eating every single day. And I know the Lord did not design this world for us to be starving. He designed this world for us to live in harmony and to share everything we have. It doesn't happen. But the one thing that you need to stop doing is moaning and complaining. Because God's got it in hand. And if you do these three things, I am convinced, I am certain, your life will change before your very eyes. If you clothe yourself in love, if you put on the vestments of love every single day, in other words, you make a choice. Yes, I am going to love today with God's help. If you allow peace to rule in your heart, from when you get up to when you go to sleep, if you say, yes, peace is ruling in my heart. And finally, if you say, thank you, Jesus, for what you do in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you declare that to God each and every day, you're going to see your life change. I want you to say it now. Thank you, Jesus. Say it. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know, I'm going to give you a challenge. I don't want you to ask God for anything for 7 days. I've done this before, and it really works. I don't want you to ask the Almighty for anything for 7 days. Just say thank you in place of praying for that which you need or you want. Say it in place. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for who you are and what you've done for me. I want you to do that for 7 days. And I also want to know from you, by clothing yourself in love right now and by allowing peace to rule in your heart right now, I want you to send me an email to studio@worshipradio247.org and just say, I feel the peace and I feel the love and I am thankful. That's it. I feel the peace. I feel the love and I am thankful. studio@worshipradio247.org. The whole point of Worship Radio 247 is for your life to change and I believe it is. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word today. We give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And we say, we love you. We say, we adore you, Lord. And we lift your name on high. And we magnify your name. And we say, thank you. And we say, we are clothed in love. And we are allowing our hearts to be ruled by peace. Amen.